Hi, I'm Lisa Salvatore, and welcome to my show, Get Grounded with Lisa. We're on the first Sunday of every month at 7:30 p.m. We will get grounded, mind, body, and soul. We will explore and talk about how to integrate overall health and wellness into your lifestyle, along with the soul and spirit connection and the way in which it affects our everyday life. It is all truly intertwined. One of my favorite quotes that I would like to share with you that I feel is very appropriate for the overall premise of this show is by a man named Ralph Marston, who is the author of The Daily Motivator. The quote is, "The way you feel will connect you to the truth of who you are." This is 100% true. I'd like to take this time to tell you a little bit more about who I am and what I do. I am an intuitive healer, along with a certified health and wellness coach. I use tarot and astrology to deliver information and guidance in a very grounded and relatable way. I am also what is called an empath. Basically, to be an empath is to be someone who has the ability to not only relate to others, their experiences and their feelings, but to truly be able to feel and experience exactly what they're going through at that moment. It basically takes the meaning of walking in another's shoes to a whole new level. Many of you, I'm sure, listening have had this experience. Besides all of that, I am just a regular woman that loves to cook, read, write, exercise, and travel. I'm truly passionate about helping and healing others, and I use my abilities to help others to connect more with themselves and to heal and honor their uniqueness and their precious gifts. I'm sure all of you know that there are things in everyday life that can't simply just be explained. There always will be strangers that come in and say things to you at the right time. This is all a part of the spiritual realm. And this is what I hope to bring to you with this show, is just more of an understanding of this, of the spiritual world and spirituality in general, which really just means being true to your spirit. And that doesn't matter what you believe in or who you pray to or don't pray to. It's just really about who you truly are. If you would like to read more about the services that I offer and how you can get in touch with me and or to follow my blog, please visit my website at www.lisasalvatore.com. That's LISASALVATORE.com. I offer telephone and Skype sessions as well as in person. For my in-person sessions, you can find me at the Temperance Center, which is TEMPERANCE Center.com, and that is in East Chester, New York, which is a beautiful healing center that offers many services. Okay, so I'd also like to mention that when somebody comes for a session with me, they have reported feeling lighter, more clear, and much more grounded. As you can see, I've said grounded several times. That's not an accident. That's how I came up with the name of this show, because that's what I've been hearing from people over the years, that I've helped them to feel more grounded in their everyday life. And it's my hope that through this show, you can truly feel that way while you're listening. And that by being connected, you are not out there or woo-woo or weird or anything like that. So in a session with others, there are similar questions that people will ask me. And one of them is, how and when did you know that you had this gift? A lot of intuitives speak about a specific defining moment in their childhood when something would happen and they knew they had the gift or this gift. I would say it's more like, for me, has been silent nudges. I always knew as a child that I was a healer. I was always very thoughtful, inquisitive, and extremely nurturing. And I've always felt most useful when helping and taking care of others. If I didn't have such a fear of blood, I would have probably become a nurse. But I've always just been able to connect to others on a deep level that goes beyond logic and words. Basically, the way to describe it is the ability to just see others' past and present and oftentimes their future. So that's pretty much how I would describe knowing I had this. And another question I get asked often is, how did you get started doing this work? Well, that's something that I don't want to take you down the rabbit hole on here, but I will give you the Cliff Notes version of that. Basically, I always worked in 9-to-5 office job, which was wonderful, paid the bills. I had my health insurance. And I always did this on the side. Never really advertised much, just because, you know, it was word of mouth, and I felt like I didn't want anybody to think I was weird, so I didn't really say that I did this. But I used to always do readings out of my apartment, and I had a pretty solid clientele base. And back in, I think it was 2010 or so, my sister graciously made me a website, which is, by the way, still up and running. If anybody wants to look at it, it's www.tarotbylisa.com, and that's TarotBylisa.com. And that website will still be running because tarot will always be my baby, as it is truly how I began. And I love it, and I also teach it. I teach others how to explore themselves through the use of the tarot cards. And you can find all of that information on that website as well. But back to how I started doing this work. So I used to always play around with, I was always afraid of the Ouija board because I know when you're open, you can attract negative as well. So I used to play with something called the psychic circle, which was pretty and it had angels on it. So I figured it wasn't, you know, too ominous and that I could do it. And then I realized that that was all just nonsense. And I just tried to stay more present in my daily life and just trust my intuition more, which is, as everyone knows, sometimes hard to do, but we do always have that feeling, the inner compass. And I would just follow that, and one day I ended up at a really nice woman's shop. She had a metaphysical shop. She has since passed on, rest her soul, but she gave me a very life-changing reading. I think I was 17 at the time. She said to me, "You are very gifted, and you're going to do this full-time." And I laughed in her face. I said, "No way, but okay, thank you." And she said, "No, I'm telling you, you're meant to do this." And I said, "Okay, no problem. Great." Always trusted her and everywhere else. But when she said that, I just couldn't fathom it. I loved it, but I just couldn't fathom it. So time had gone on, and I would conduct readings in, you know, in secret, and I never really advertised. But I did have that website, which helped tremendously as time went on. And in 2015, I was laid off from my full-time position. And it ended up being a complete blessing. It threw me into this full time, which I never thought would or could happen. And it's been wonderful. And I've connected with some amazing people, and I hope to connect with more amazing people. And that's how I got started doing this work. And then that brought me over to the Temperance Center, because I was reading out of my apartment for a long time, and I had gotten many new clients that way. And with that comes, you know, a little bit of vulnerability, because you don't always know who's walking through your door, and anybody can email you and say that they're, you know, Stephanie from wherever, but they're not. And you don't really know that. Even though being intuitive helps, it's still, you sometimes don't know. A lovely woman came to visit me, and I gave her a reading, and she and I were talking, and she had mentioned that I should try to connect with Merrill Black, who is the owner and operator of the Temperance Center, and that she felt that we would connect, and that Merrill was looking for an intuitive to join her team. And the rest kind of just goes from there. I actually have Merrill with me here today, and I would like to introduce her and talk a little bit about her center and how we work together. And so here she is, Merrill Black. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Lisa.
Merrill is an LCSW. She is a licensed clinical social worker, a hypnotherapist, along with a Reiki master who I actually studied under. She's fabulous. And she's also an extremely gifted intuitive herself. Merrill runs something called guided meditation, which is amazing. And let me backtrack for a moment. Another question that people ask, which brings me to the meditation part, is they will write to me and tell me that they too feel they have extreme intuitive abilities, but they're unsure how to develop and tap into them. And I always tell everybody, meditation is the key to that. Now, you're talking to someone, me, who could not quiet her mind for, you know, 5 seconds, let alone 15 minutes, to actually sit there and meditate. I thought that, you know, I could never do it. And after I got laid off in 2015, I was doing a lot of telephone readings and in person, and I was realizing that my energy was getting depleted, and I needed something more than just, you know, 5 minutes in between. So I now make it a point to have a half an hour buffer, and I take 15 minutes of that half an hour to meditate, and I also meditate 15 minutes per morning. And I've been doing it for a few years, and I only do 15 minutes because I can't sit much longer than that in silence. But I'm only really familiar with two types of meditation, and I know there's many out there, but the one that I'm most familiar with is mindful meditation, which is what I practice every morning, which is basically where you're just connecting to your breath. And that really does help you to tune out anything else, because the moment your mind starts to wander, which of course it always does, mine typically wanders to food, but yes, it always does wander, I will literally bring it back and focus on my breath, and that truly helps me just to reconnect and get recentered. I recommend, if you do want to start meditating, to start very small, like just set your timer for 5-10 minutes tops. I would say 10, not 5, 10 minutes. Shut off your phone unless you're using it as the timer. Keep it on vibrate and just try it. And there's no special formula. You don't have to, you know, have your hands in a certain position. You don't have to chant. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. Just sit there, close your eyes, or just keep them open and focus on a specific point, and just take that 10 minutes. And I promise you, you'll likely feel very comforted once you're finished doing that, even if you don't get any insight into anything. It's just being present that truly helps. And that's what the mindful meditation is all about. The second type of meditation that I am familiar with and have become familiar with through Meryl is the guided meditation. And I'm going to have Meryl tell you a little bit about that. And also, I'd like her to share how she had her vision for her center and what she envisions to keep doing there. And also how, I guess, her impression of how we met and how I got started there. Hi, Meryl, again.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Of course. So I have been in the work in the field for 30 years or so, doing psychotherapy. And spirituality has always been a really important part of my life. I, you know, probably started my journey really with my first healer in my 20s and started meditating back then. And the meditation we did, we really basically just sat for an hour listening to the eternal Om, which was super hard for
me. Can't stand that, by the way.
It was super hard for me because my mind tends to go, you know, it's what the Buddhists call the monkey mind. But it was a very good discipline for me to try to quiet myself. But anyway, over the years, you know, I just wanted to start incorporating more and more things into my practice. It just didn't feel enough to just do the cognitive behavior therapy that I did. I really wanted to do the mind-body-soul connection. So as I started to incorporate more of the things that I do, like Reiki and hypnosis and, you know, meditation, all of that, you know, I really had a vision of wanting to do a center where I could have lots of different disciplines there and people offering a lot of different services, you know, to help with all the things of mind, body, and soul. And, you know, I was looking for, you know, the right team of people to be part of this. And, you know, when you walked through the doors that day, I just knew right away that you'd be a perfect fit for the center. I was so impressed with your abilities, and you know, your read was so spot on, and I also felt a sense of feeling lighter and grounded, and you know, just your genuineness and your ability to say things in a kind and loving way, that really impressed me, and I knew that you would just flourish at, you know, what you do. So in terms of the meditation, you know, really how it came about for me was I wasn't doing my own practice consistently. And so it kind of forced me when I started to offer the guided meditation as a way to at least do it. At that time, it was only once a week, or actually it was every other week, once every other week. And at that time, it really was just guided meditation. It really wasn't channeling, which is what I do now.
So cool, by the way. The next one is this Wednesday, May 10th. And I really feel that if you can get there, it's from 8 to 9 p.m. And you can find more information at thetemperancecenter.com. You should try. It's amazing.
Thanks. So it really was just, it was great even in the beginning, just guided, because, you know, I just was looking up different things and just offering different guided meditations, and I had written a lot of guided meditations over the years, so, and I was researching, and it was interesting because one of my healers, Bobby's like, well, you know, if you want to get more intuitive, if you want to tap in, meditate.
So true.
You know, at that time, I am an empath also, so I will feel things in my body and often will get messages that way. So that's always my strongest first intuitive sense. But over time, as I started doing it, you know, I started hearing more, I started seeing more, I started feeling more and being able to tap in. And so the meditation just kept getting higher and higher and higher. And suddenly I started channeling. So the cool thing about the meditations is that each one is so different because it's so based on who comes that night, what's supposed to come through, what the messages are. I think about like, oh, well, what is, you know, going to be the consciousness of the group? So the messages really are for the social consciousness of the group and everything that comes through. So I never know what's going to be happening that night.
I just want to jump in and say one thing that was really interesting that happened 2 weeks ago. I came to meditation and was sitting across from Meryl, and we just kept pinging off of each other, and I had to move my seat because it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
The energy was too open.
Yeah, so I try to tell people I can't have them right in front of me because I'll just channel them the whole time, which I know they'll like, but that's not the purpose of the group. The purpose is really to tap into everybody and kind of just get the messages through that need to come through. So whatever comes through, whether it's the angels, whether it's messages about their physical body, whether it's sometimes, you know, people who may have passed come through. Like, it really does depend on what it is. And for me, it's also about just helping people expand their own abilities and them helping them meditate. And I often hear too, like, oh, I can't do meditation. And I just tell them, like, listen, you know, even if your mind is going, your body is still going to relax. And it usually takes up to only 3 times and they've got it. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
There's also, aside from all of that you just heard, there's a little bit of scientific evidence on meditation. Not a whole lot, but there is some. And I'm sure there will be more as time goes on. But one of them that shows up consistently is that meditation does help to slow down the aging process by what it does to your brain. When you sit in silence without your devices, without anybody pulling on you, it also helps you to feel calmer and lighter. You're able to make better decisions, you're able to focus better, you bring it back to yourself, to your breath. If you have anxiety, which many people do, myself included, you know, meditation is huge for that. It really helps to calm you down, less stress, helps you to be more creative in a lot of ways, more compassionate is another, and just overall feel more positive. I always tell people also that meditation does not have to be done indoors. You can, and I often do, go outside. There's something really relaxing, just especially when you hear the nature sounds. Most meditation CDs do have nature sounds on them. In fact, I've been telling Meryl she needs to do her own guided meditation CD because it's really fabulous. So again, if you would like to find a better way to meditate or try to do a guided, if you feel like you can't do it on your own, please just don't hesitate. It's this Wednesday, May 10th, 8 to 9 p.m., and then every other Monday and Friday from 7:15 to 8:15 p.m. And you don't have to sign up in advance, although it does get crowded sometimes, and it's recommended that you do. It is $15, I believe, mm-hmm. per session. Mm-hmm. And also, I am offering a special myself that if you would like to have a session with me, if you go to my website, www.lisasalvatore.com, and you enter in the promo code RADIO, all caps, R-A-D-I-O, I am offering $20 off both telephone and in-person sessions. I don't do that very often, but I thought that in honor of this show, I would love to meet some new people. I thought it'd be great for you to experience my work and hopefully get a taste of, you know, a little bit more, and also the Temperance Center as well. There's, we didn't talk about that. The other services at the center.
Oh, yeah.
There's acupuncture. There's massage therapy. There is hypnotherapy. The meditation. We have yoga. Several different fabulous yoga teachers. Meryl is very picky about who she allows to go jump through the doors and to work there. So you can be assured that everyone there is going to give you the best attention and the best service. Now, sorry, I just had to clear my throat for a second. So, okay, so to go back to meditation a little bit, I recommend a small pillow. It doesn't have to be anything special. It could just be a small, it could be a regular pillow, but I use the Zafu pillow, which you can get on Amazon, Z-A-F-U pillow. It's organic buckwheat pillow, but you could just basically sit on that. It's very comfortable, and you can just look at the wall and just sit there for 10 minutes. And like I said, start small, get your timer. All you need is a couple of minutes. Also, I recommend that you do this, give yourself a goal. You don't have to do it every single day, like I said, but just give yourself a goal twice a week, maybe. I think, Meryl, you had mentioned that you've only done it twice a week, right? When you first started, or once a week?
When I was offering the group. When I was offering the group, it was only once every other week.
I'm sorry, your personal meditation practice.
Oh, my personal meditation. I mean, my goal was to try to do it every day. I wasn't even doing that. So I do try now to do it at least once a day. And it doesn't have to be long, like you said, Lisa. Even if it's 5-10 minutes is enough to kind of shift the energy for people, because not everybody has that 45 minutes or an hour to sit in meditation. But it doesn't take long to kind of shift things energetically. Absolutely.
Yeah. I hope that those of you that are listening have gotten, if you're not familiar with meditation, that you've gotten a little bit more of a taste of how it can be beneficial, and not be intimidated to try it, because there's really nothing intimidating about it. Like I said, it is life-changing. I don't think I'd be able to get through my day without doing it several times. It does really help to clear your energy, and just, again, the focus is key. In the world that we live in today, there is not much. If you think about it, you're always being pulled in a million different directions. You know, whether you have children, whether you don't, your jobs, one or two jobs, whatever the case may be, there's really not much time. Think about how much time. When do you really just stop? And I'm not talking about stop and sitting in front of the TV for 10 minutes, because even when we're doing that, we're not always paying attention to what's on the TV, but we're also not in a meditative state. We're just there. And so if you can take that 10 minutes to sit in front of the television, you can truly take that 10 minutes to turn that television off and just sit there in silence, basically, with yourself. And I always tell people when they come to see me, I often hear, it's as if you're reading my mind. And I tell them, because deep down inside, you always know what you need to do or what you should do, but you just don't know how to do it sometimes, and you don't trust yourself enough. And when you meditate, that also helps, because you sometimes will hear, and whether it's, you know, spirit or just your higher self, whatever the case may be, you will hear something or feel something that will help you to know, yes, I'm on the right track. No, I'm not. I need to shift my focus. I need to change. And remember, you can always ask whatever it is that you believe in, whoever it is that you believe in, please help me, give me a sign. And I'm a big believer on signs, and I'm sure many of you will say you've received signs that you can't explain. And one of my favorites, and I tell people to try this out, is ask for something specific, like a feather. I have found feathers in the most random places, and they're always these big, bright, beautiful, you know, white, fluffy feathers that wouldn't just be sitting, you know, in front of my car on a random Saturday. It just doesn't work that way. So it's interesting. When you ask and when you believe and when you open yourself up to it, you truly will be amazed at what you will find and receive. Real quickly, I would like to just tell you about something interesting that happened to me not long ago, and this goes part of being an empath. People tend to sense when someone has the ability to help them. And I was in Disney World, actually, and I was sitting at the pool. And a woman from the Midwest sat down next to me, and she started chatting with me. She was very sweet. And she was explaining, we just started talking about Disney World, and she was telling me about her granddaughter, and who was 10 years old at the time. And she said to me, I don't know what to do. She wanted to come here for the past 2 years. We spent so much time planning this trip. And we're here, and she can't step foot into any of these parks. She's just having what we think are panic attacks. And we took her to the doctor, and there's nothing wrong with her. And as she's talking, I started to get all these impressions of this little girl. And I said, she sounds like me at 10 years old. I said, no, she's an empath. And the woman looked to me and said, what is that? And I explained it to her in my way, which basically means she's feeling everybody's stuff. And there's so many people here. She doesn't know where it's coming from. And it's manifesting as anxiety, which happens. And I'm sure many of you listening will be shaking your head because you've experienced this. While it is a gift and a blessing to be able to feel things so deeply, it can sometimes be a nuisance, especially when you don't know what it is. So anyhow, I'm talking to her and I'm explaining, and her eyes are widening in disbelief. And she had said to me, thank you so much. You've changed my life and you've opened my soul. And that is what, again, I hope to do with this show. And I thank you all for listening. And I thank you for joining me this evening. And I thank Meryl for being here. It was so awesome to have you.
Thank you for
having
me.
And again, if you would like to find out more about the Temperance Center and the services there, it's thetemperancecenter.com, T-H-E-T-E-M-P-E-R-A-N-C-E, center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com. And you can find me at www.lisa, L-I-S-A, Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E.com. And you could keep up with more of what we're doing. And I look forward to connecting with everyone again on Sunday, June 4th at 7:30, where we will get grounded. Thank you. Love and light. Have a great night.